Well, hello, and it's Daily Inspiration Time. This is Brother Jeff in Tennessee, and we hope that the Word of God is speaking to you today. I want to talk to you about hungering and thirsting after righteousness. There is such a need in our day to desire righteousness, to desire God, to desire the Word of God. In Matthew chapter 5, Jesus said the Beatitudes, and in those Beatitudes, it gives us a few things that is essential, is expedient for real Christians to do. I'd like to point out verse 6, Matthew 5, 6. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. This promise has a shall be at the end. So if you do it, you will receive it. And I want us to know that we must have a strong desire. We must have a hungering, thirsting spirit for righteousness. I think there's nothing greater for a Christian to desire than righteousness. David of old, he pleaded and cried out in the Psalms for a righteousness and a closer walk with God. It said in Psalm 34, David said that the young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. I want you to know the Bible says of nations in Psalm 33, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance. We will be blessed if we put God first in our nation, in our work, in our government, all these things. But I want you to know the nation won't be saved by its military. The nation won't be saved by its walls. The nation won't be saved by a great leader unless that leader really fears the Lord, and the church in that nation fears the Lord and is seeking him and loving him and knowing him and magnifying him and preaching the sound word of God. But the hour we're living in is an hour where soul thirst is so weak. The Bible tells a young man in Psalm 119, how will he cleanse his way? Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. So our youth of our nation's only hope is to hunger and thirst after righteousness, the word of God, the truth of God. Oh God, give us thousands of men that say they're saved, that will open their mouth and open their Bibles and say, thus saith the word of God. Oh, my friend, are you thirsty for God? What's in the way of your thirst for God? What are you drinking? You know, people go in stores and they go in supermarkets and they buy all kinds of interesting drinks. But there's only one drink in the house that really satisfies thirst, and that's the stuff that's just simple and plain, the water. Water is the only thing that's going to really satisfy a man that's thirsty. It's water. And the water of the Word is what you need today. We've got so many soft drink things in our Christianity, so many strong drink things in our Christianity, but we've left off the pure, simple, and beautiful Word of God. Oh, that we would hunger and thirst after righteousness, God's righteousness, not our own. Knowing God, loving him, letting him fill us with the righteousness, because we're sick of our sin. We're sick of ourselves. We want God to move. Oh, people, hear me today and seek God and you'll find him. Bless you today and thirst after God and you will be satisfied.